Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, October 18th, and you are listening to the SMB Strategy Cast, episode number 3, which is available in the interactive section of bizplanhelp.com. I'm your host, Steve Moore, the president of Eagle Strategy Group. My goal in each of these podcasts is to cover a business strategy topic that pertains to startup, small, and medium businesses. Originally, I was going to use this episode to pick up on our discussion from last episode on business plans. Instead, I'm going to talk a little bit about information technology for small businesses. You ask why the change? Well, last Friday, I attended the Digital Life Show at the Javits Center in New York City and ran across a couple things that I thought the listeners would be interested. First of all, which has very little to do with the small business and more to do with the podcast community in general, is that while looking at the new TiVo software for the TiVo DRV recorders, for those of you who have been living kind of in a shell and don't know what TiVo is, it's a digital video recorder that hooks up to your cable or satellite and records your shows onto a hard drive so that you can watch at a later date. Kind of the modern day version of the VCR. But anyway, well, the salesperson at TiVo was going through the new software on a TiVo 2 box. A category popped up, a podcast category. And the concept is they're going to have a section on the new software labeled podcasts with a preloaded categorized group of podcasts that they've selected and put on there so you can listen through your TiVo, through your TV, as well as be able to add your own feeds. So that's interesting news for those out there that are making podcasts or follow podcast news. I would assume they would launch this by CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in January, which is the big show for consumer electronics. So look out for that. And supposedly, if you do have a TiVo 2 now hooked up to a network, some of the stuff I was shown is already available for setting up web addresses and stuff to surf on your TiVo. So if you're a TiVo person or a podcast person, that news probably interests you. Another item I was looking at the show was Network Attached Storage Appliances, or NAS for short. This technology has really been around for over 5 years in the corporate environment with such players as Dell, IBM, EMC, who've developed corporate solutions with, you know, hundreds of terabytes of storage that cost, you know, tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars. But, you know, for a small, medium business, we don't care about that. What we care about is that in the last couple of years, you've had this lower-end NAS appliances that are geared towards the home market and therefore great for small and home offices, the Soho Group, as well as even some medium-sized businesses would be interested in these appliances or, you know, divisions of a large business. If you're a arts department for a large business, you may want to have some of these NAS devices on the network for nearline storage of graphic files. In general, the characteristics of the Soho NAS are that they're priced under $1,000, and even with the most recent launches, really under $500, you can pick up a NAS device for your business. The storage capacity is less than 1 terabyte in these solutions, but still, I mean, how many of us really need for our small business over 100 gig of storage? These devices are plug and play and are often packaged with additional software. The NAS part of it is pre-configured, and then they have backup software, synchronization software, and other software, so you can take advantage of the NAS appliances. The ones we're looking at come with a network connection, so you can connect right into your network, but other ones have USB 2.0 or FireWire connections to either hook up to your PC or to hook up other peripherals, such as a printer. You can use some of these devices as print servers or to set up a second NAS to use as to back up the first one or additional storage. And then some of these devices are also routers or print servers. There's a lot of solutions. Sorry for that pause there. I had to clear my throat. But now that we've gone through the characteristics of the SOHO NAS, what can they be used for? The most common use for something like this is as a backup solution. It comes with existing backup software. Most of them do. You hook it up to your network, you load the software, and you back up existing server or PCs to protect the data. Another option, and where really I like the newer NAS appliances, is as a server replacement. For most small businesses, you're using a server for file sharing. You may have some software that uses a data file, such as QuickBooks or Peachtree for accounting, or you may be using a contact database like ACT, in which case you can load that data file onto the NAS and share it that way instead of buying a full-blown server, which is really not necessary. The other option is that some of these include routers, hubs, FTP, web server. For instance, here at Eagle Strategy Group, the box we have has a hard drive in it. We use QuickBooks, and the data file for QuickBooks is on the NAS server, so it's shared on that server for people that need access. And we use it for file sharing, any of the art files. This podcast will go onto that box to share among the people within the group. The box we use is an IoGear boss, which is a router, a hub, and a hard drive. We use the router to control our network and the hub to control the network. And we've got a Wi-Fi point hooked directly up to the IoGear boss so people can access through Wi-Fi. If we need to, there's a FTP and web server, and we can do VPN pass-through to get into this box from outside. It looks like from the little research I did before starting the show that IoGear is actually phasing out the boss, but there's better solutions out anyway. The boss is now, the one we have is a year old since we bought it on eBay for about $150. Now there's solutions like the Buffalo Technology Terra Station and Link Station. The Link Station is just a basic NAS device that you'd hook up to a PC and share it and is good for backup. But the Buffalo Technology Terra Station has mirroring, it has a gigabit Ethernet connection, group and user level security. Your data is protected because it's using four drives that you can set as for RAID 5 or for mirroring. And you know, even though it's got that data protection, of course, you should always, you know, back this up and really have either an off-site backup or set up some sort of fireproof safe. But the base version of the Terra Station is a 0.6 terabyte or around 640 gig of storage, and it starts for $749 on Amazon.com is where I looked it up. There's also Netgear Storage Central is a product I also looked at the show, and in this case what Netgear is doing is they're just selling the case that has the NAS software built into it, and a software package for doing synchronization and backup that comes with it, and you supply your own drives, and that solution starts for $113.99, and depending on how much storage you need, you can throw in one or two IDE drives. I would recommend two so that you can take advantage of mirroring. But figure you can get 280 gig drives for $100. So for $225, you have a network attached storage that you can use for your QuickBooks file or file sharing, and you know, as well as backup, and also have that comfort of data protection and that you can mirror the two drives. So if a drive goes, or something happens to a drive, the data is lost. That kind of concludes my discussion on NAS. I suggest if you're really interested in this, I'm going to throw up the show notes later today that'll have links to some of the products, as well as, you know, there's other solutions out there. iOmega has a solution. I believe Linksys does also. And in the next episode, I'm going to pick up back up with the business plan discussion where I left off last time. If you'd like to email me any questions or comments, please send email to podcast@bizplanhelp.com. You can download future episodes, and this episode for that matter, the podcast at bizplanhelp.com in the interactive section, or you can subscribe to the XML feed. And if you want any information on Eagle Strategy Group, go to eaglestrategygroup.com. And thank you for listening to